All right, Alexander, let's talk about what's going on in the U.S. A lot of stuff with the Republican Party, a lot of stuff with retired U.S. military officers and their warning, kind of taking taking an example from the French military. We've got the U.S. military also sending out their warnings to the American people. But first, let's start with Liz Cheney and the Republicans. Of course, we have the headline that Liz Cheney is out. They have gotten rid of her. The daughter of Dick Cheney, the warmonger, Dick Cheney, the neocon, high priest that led the fake, the absolute BS bullshit Iraq WMD hoax that turned into a disastrous war and set the Middle East on fire. Anyway, that Liz Cheney is finally out of the GOP. But she is vowing that she will come back to take on Trump as a possible candidate for president, which is absolutely laughable. Absolutely laughable. And we also have that certain Republicans, about 100, are saying that they're going to start their own GOP rival. So they're going to start a spinoff third party to take on the Republicans. And it really is a list of nobodies. I mean, I've seen the list of people and I don't know any of them, to be quite honest. I mean, I might have heard of them in passing, but they're just neocon, warmonger, nobodies. And anyway, they're saying that they're going to start a third party, which is also absolutely laughable. It is Trump's party. It is Trump's party. That's what I'm seeing. And no matter how much Liz Cheney may fuss about it, and no matter how much she may throw out threats that she's going to take on Trump and Republicans are going to take on the GOP in order to save the GOP and do their own spinoff, it's a complete joke. These are neocon warmongers that are just upset that they have lost the Republican Party that they once controlled so tightly. And actually, to wrap it up, Alexander, they should go to the Democrats because the Democrats are now the warmonger party. They are the neocon, neoliberal warmonger party. So I suggest Liz Cheney maybe run for president, maybe vice president with Kamala Harris in 2024. I don't know. Maybe that may be a good configuration for her. What's going on here?
I absolutely agree. I mean, I'm very skeptical that Liz Cheney is going to even remain representative for Wyoming, actually, because I suspect she's going to lose a primary challenge there. These people have no support within the Republican Party. This is the outcome of that attempted coup that was launched against Trump at the time of these second impeachment proceedings. I've done a program about this on my own channel, but if you remember, Mitch McConnell, when the Democrats were putting together the articles of impeachment, he came along and said that, you know, he was well, he didn't say, he got sources to tell the New York Times. He was saying that he was actually pleased that there was going to be this impeachment because it would help him to purge Trump and his supporters from the Republican Party. And on the same day as those reports appeared in the New York Times, Liz Cheney comes along. She's the chair of the Republican caucus in the House of Representatives. She comes along and she says that she's going to vote for impeachment. And she says all these terrible things about Donald Trump and how on the 6th of January, Donald Trump acted supposedly in some way that's never been properly explained to bring down the entire republic and constitutional system of America, which is ludicrous. So that was an attempt. To be very clear about it, there was an attempt to throw Trump out. It was an attempt to use the events of 6 January to throw Trump out. Mitch McConnell was in on it. So was Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney was the front person. It failed. It failed completely. Only 9 other Republicans supported her in the House of Representatives. Only 7 Republican senators went along with it. The Republican Party overall united behind Trump. It was a power play that failed. And these people, who are not representative of the Republican base, lost and lost completely. And they lost completely precisely because they are not the Republican. They don't have the support of the Republican base, which Donald Trump does. And having lost where they were hoping and expecting, as Mitch McConnell was telling everybody, to purge Trump from the Republican Party and to drive out his supporters from the Republican Party. What they find is that they're being driven out themselves. And that's completely unsurprising. That is the inevitable result when you launch this kind of coup, this kind of plot against your own leader at a time like that. And, you know, all these 100 people that we were talking about, you were talking about, I also read the list. I don't know any of these people. I know, except for one, and that was that guy, that middle-ranking official in the Homeland Department who was going around publishing anonymous editorials, op-eds in the New York Times while Trump was president, you know, saying that, you know, giving the impression that, you know, he was some kind of big wheel in the Trump administration when he was nothing of the sort. Anyway, he's about the only person in that group that I recognise. Taylor, I think his name is. And, I mean, you know, so all 100 of them, and well, I mean, they'll be the people who will vote for Liz Cheney. She's going to get all 100 votes from these people. She's not going to get many more votes than that. That's going to be her electorate. You're absolutely right. She should go to the Democrats. They will welcome her with open arms. I mean, you know, read what they've been saying, what Pelosi and Schumer and all those people have been saying about her. They will embrace her with open arms, and you're absolutely right. She will find a much more comfortable home there. She'll find all sorts of people that, you know, that, you know, have very similar views to hers and to her father's. I mean, she and Victoria Nuland, for example, could go and have cocktails together and agree about the next war they're going to scheme and plot. And she will find plenty of people in the administration that think exactly like her. And I would not, by the way, be at all surprised if that is what eventually happens.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see her move to the Democrats at all. At all. That's very likely, actually. Yeah. You know, goodbye, Liz Cheney. Goodbye to the other 100 Republicans. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. That's what I say. This is a great development for the GOP, actually. Great development. Finally, they're purging themselves of all these nutcases. I mean, Alexandria, the warmongers, BLM, Antifa, the Liz Cheneys, the Newlands, the Pelosis, people that are the oligarchs, the big tech oligarchs, people that want to do away with the First Amendment, that are against free speech. This is the Democrat Party. These are liberals now. If you are a liberal in today's America, hell, in today's world, you are, by definition, at this point in time, you are a warmonger. You are against free speech. You support Liz Cheney. You support Pelosi. It's upside down.
No,
and this goes to the general. So you may want to speak to the general's warning, which is, and I'll just read you a real quick quote before you wrap up the entire video. Because this is what the general said. They said, "We are in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic like no other time since our founding in 1776. The conflict is between supporters of socialism and Marxism versus supporters of constitutional freedom and liberty." That's the letter from 120 retired U.S. military officers warning of a conflict between Marxism and constitutional freedom. That's Alexander. That's it.
Well, but you're absolutely right. And by the way, we'll come to the soldiers in a moment, but people who are genuinely left, or at least genuinely what they think the left in America was, people like Glenn Greenwald, make exactly the same point as you, that the Democrat Party has become the war party. It's become the authoritarian party that wants to close speech down, censor everybody, restrict people's views. And that is what these ex-military people are saying. Now, of course, they are taking their leaf from the book of the military people in France. This obviously has some of the resonances of that. And quite obviously, also, they are more, many of them are older people who haven't been serving in the military for a very, very long time. But it goes to show what I think an awful lot of people in the United States think, and it's what a lot of people in the military think. If you remember, after the events on 6th January, we had all those National Guard troops brought to Washington. Some of them, by the way, are still there. And what happened? The Democrats didn't trust them. They were going around, rooting around, looking for all these people who were amongst the National Guard who they thought were unreliable. So I suspect those are the sentiments a lot of people in the military have. And we see these retired people in the military, 120 flag officers, senior people in the military. They seem to think the same way. They look at the situation in the United States. They look at what happened in the election. They look at the way in which the courts abdicated their responsibilities to make decisions. I mean, they wouldn't even countenance having proper hearings about those things. And that's really what I found especially shocking, actually. And they say to themselves, this isn't the America that we were defending, and it's not the Republic that we swore to defend. And, well, I think more and more people in the United States are going to be thinking like that, and more people in the military are going to be thinking like that. And again, I think, remember, it's the Democrats who have used the military. Donald Trump never did. He never used the military directly in any particular political quarrel. He wanted to send military units to help control rioting during the height of the protests last summer. But he never sought to use the military against his opponents. The Democrats, by contrast, have deployed the National Guard to protect them. So the military are going to be extremely concerned about this because they are being drawn into politics by the Democrats, even though and despite the fact that the Democrats are antithetical to everything that the military stands for.
Final question. This seems like it's a warning, a final warning to America from these generals. Do you think the U.S. has already gone to the point of no return as far as its this new, I don't even know how to define it, to be honest. Maybe you want to define it as well, Marxist fascism, big tech fascism kind of model that we're moving toward? I guess the best way I could describe it is a big tech fascism, I guess, a Marxist big tech fascism. But do you think the generals are saying, look, this is a warning, but America doesn't have that much time left before you've gotten to the point of no return, and it's game over?
They don't have much time. And I mean, you know, we've talked about all of these extraordinary restrictions that are being placed. We're not talking about what's happening in the economy. We had inflation running at 4.2% in April, and that's only at the beginning.
Fuel shortages.
Fuel shortages, all sorts of things. I mean, one gets the sense of a country where the wheels are coming off. I'm sorry to say that. I mean, I don't like to talk about the United States in this way. This isn't at all how I want to be. I want to be positive about the US. I've always been positive in our programs about the US. I've started to have doubts about this because everything is happening now at an accelerated speed. It's been turbocharged. We see an economy that's being run in a very bizarre way, with some very outlandish theories being used to justify what's happening, and people not willing to listen or look at the actual facts on the ground. I mean, the payroll figures were terrible, and that's partly surely because people are not, they're not incentivized to work anymore. I mean, and at the same time, we have a political group that wants to control information, wants to control the courts, is extremely intolerant. As I said, use the military. All of these things are very, very anti-American. Now, it's not going to end well. Whether the United States, which has shown extraordinary powers of recovery from crisis before, can come back from this one, I don't know. But it's the worst crisis I've known it to be in my lifetime. I mean, bar none. No other has come close. I mean, and this is, we're only 100 days plus into this administration. We've still got more than 4 years to go. And I mean, things just looking very, very bad.
Yeah, very bad. I'm stunned at the pace that things have completely diminished.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. We'll leave it there. And good riddance, Liz Cheney. All right, guys. That's it. Real News. Look for the code Real News, 10% off at the Durant Shop. You'll find that link in the description box down below. 10% off all merch. Take care.